Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Welcome to Inglanistan. This is my column for TCW Defending Freedom of 6th of March 2023. The first thing which surprised me as I began to write this was that the word Inglanistan in the title was spell-checked by Word. You could have fooled me, as it's apparent that we are already part of an Islamic caliphate. Think I'm exaggerating? Well, listen on. A lad at a Wakefield school with three of his chums has been investigated by the police for allegedly smudging a copy of the Quran. You read that correctly. I did write smudged and Quran. There's just so much wrong with all this. First, regardless of the status of the Quran as a holy book of our growing Muslim population, what kind of medieval thinking leads anyone to feel that smudging it is worth getting angry about? Then let's remind ourselves about the Quran. Its sacred status amongst our Muslim neighbours should be as irrelevant to the police as if they had smudged a copy of Winnie the Pooh. Blasphemy laws were long ago abolished in this country. In any case, they applied only to the established churches north and south of the border. Catholics, Baptists and Methodists, for example, were not protected if the alleged blasphemy was about something specific in their creed. The fact that the police have become involved clearly indicates that they have not dropped their investigation of non-crime hate incidents, aka non-crime incidents, aka non-crimes. Why would the police even get involved, especially when they do nothing to stop the local elders utterly humiliating the boy's mother and making her plead with them not to kill her son? You would have thought, perhaps, that the words kill and my son in the same sentence would have alerted the police to the fact that some action was needed, but no, that's trumped by a smudge. Much has been made in the media of the fact that the young lad at the centre of the controversy is on the spectrum. In other words, he is autistic. This is an irrelevant deflection, as it should matter little if he was in control of all his faculties and stamped in a copy of the Quran. No law would have been broken, and frankly, the vast majority of the country would not care. Anyone who thinks this is an isolated incident may need reminding that only a few miles from Wakefield, a teacher and his family remain in hiding, with death threats hanging over them and the police do nothing. Around the country there were protests against a film which portrayed the wrong kind of Islam, or something like that. They've every right to protest, in my view, but the cinemas cancelled the film, and the protesters, who intimidated cinema-goers regardless of which film they were hoping to watch, proceeded with impunity. Imagine a protest outside a mosque about grooming gangs or female genital mutilation. Plod would be there in minutes, batons flailing like Saladin's forces taking on the Crusaders to quell the protests. Juxtapose the above against people silently praying outside abortion clinics who get arrested for their trouble. We're clearly living in a country which is taking the knee to Islam, where the rule of law is unevenly applied in favour of Islamists and, from the evidence of the mother in Wakefield, where a blind eye is being turned towards Sharia courts. We are not in a battle against Islam. We have already lost.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.